Okay, today we're going to take a look at Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, now this is Paul's sermon on his first missionary journey. And he's winding up this sermon to these Jews in this synagogue. And he says, verse 38 and 39. I want to camp on these two verses here because they're so key. This is his closing statement. This is his closing argument. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren. Evidently, there were some there who did believe this message of salvation through Christ, that through this man, this one whom God raised from the dead, the one whom saw no corruption, as he states in verse 37, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Now, who needs forgiveness of sins? Sinners. Every one of you here this morning, everyone listening to this message later on the internet, every one of us are sinners who need the forgiveness of sins. Through this man, the God-man mediator, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Now, and by him, verse 39, all that believe are justified. Justified, cleared of all guilt, pardoned from all sin, made righteous in God's sight from all things which you could not. Is there forgiveness of sin? Yes. Can sinners be justified? Yes. But not by the deeds of the law. Not by your doing. That's what he's saying here. Not by your hand. Not by your morality, your goodness, your good deeds. The best we have, the best we can bring, God says away with it. Filthy rags in my sight. Now, the title of the message then, Justified from All Sin. Justified from all your, make it personal, my sin, your sin. Justified. Now, what glorious good news revealed in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. There is therefore now in the Lord Jesus Christ no condemnation. You know why? Because God in Christ has justified his people from all their sin, cleared of all charges against you justly in Christ crucified. God can be a just God and Savior, just and the justifier through the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified, cleared by God Almighty of all charges and declared holy without blame, presented to God faultless, unchargeable, unblameable in God's sight. That's exactly how the Lord Jesus Christ presents us before the Father's presence, before the glory of his presence, before the glory of his throne. Unblameable, unreprovable, justified in his sight. Now, that doesn't do something for you, you're dead. You're dead. You're plumb dead. Your graveyard dead. Me, a vile sinner, justified before the throne of God. Unblameable, holy in his sight. Boy, what good news we have. Now, I want to spend some time here on verse 38 and 39 in Acts 13 on Paul's closing statement in this sermon he brought to these very religious Jews and mixed in some Gentiles in this crowd in that synagogue that day. What do you think? We're going to see in the end of this chapter what happened when he declared this message of salvation by grace alone through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, these Jews were living under the bondage of the law of Moses. They were seeking forgiveness of sin by sacrifices of animals before God. who are going about to establish a righteousness before God by the deeds of the law, by their works, who are trying to be justified before God by bringing something that they thought would recommend them to God, much like, remember the story of Cain and Abel. Sadly, and I say this with a broken heart, and I pray that I can truly be convicted about this in my heart. Sadly, many people today are trying to do the same thing before God. Most religious people are doing the same thing. It doesn't matter if you talk about Christianity, mainstream Christianity, you talk about the Buddhist, the Hindu, the Muslim. All religion, I don't care what you call it, is either one of two things. Either all of grace or all of works. And it cannot be both. It cannot be a mixture of both. And this book teaches that the way of salvation is always by the grace of God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Many people today, religious people of all different sorts all over this world, are trying to justify themselves before God by their good deeds. Now, why would they do that? They know that they are guilty. They know that they are sinners. They know to some extent, to some degree, that God is holy. Therefore, they think that they can bring something that would recommend themselves to a thrice holy God. But that cannot be done. If righteousness comes by what you do, what you bring, Galatians 2:21 said, if righteousness is by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. No need for him to come and honor the law of God. No need for him to die under the weight of the sin of God's elect laid on him under the wrath of God. No need for that to take place if you can get it done by keeping the Big Ten. The Big Ten. Now, most people think that's a football conference, and it is. But he's talking about the Big Ten. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. What's wrong with keeping the Big Ten? You can't do it. God set the bar so high, we're so low, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Remember what our Lord said and rebuked those Pharisees who went about to justify themselves before God. He said, you are they that justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. That which is highly esteemed among men. Now listen to it carefully. This is Luke 16:15. I'm not making this up. You are they which justify yourselves before men, but that which is highly esteemed among men, what does it mean before God? He said, it's iniquity. It's nothing but sin. Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. Lord, we've done all these wonderful works. Depart from me, I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. Iniquity. What did Paul say to those Jews that's recorded in Romans chapter 10? You can find Romans real easily. It's just one book over. Romans 10. This same crowd, Romans 10 verse 1. You remember from our Bible study in Romans 10. Brethren, verse 1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is they might be saved. For I bear them record, boy, they're zealous. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Were they being ignorant of God's righteousness, his holy character, and going about to establish their own righteousness? Now watch this. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Two different things there. One's talking about the holy character of God. The other's talking about the righteousness of God provided and revealed in the gospel. Now look at verse 4 carefully. Romans 10 verse 4. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that keeps the law. Did I misread that? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. By him all that believe, what do we read in Romans, Acts 13, verse 39, by him all that believe are justified from all things. But you could not be justified by the law of Moses. God puts a high premium on faith. Verily, verily, our Lord said, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. John 5:24. Hath everlasting life. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. What does that mean? Got it. If you heard the gospel and believe God's gospel concerning Christ, you've got eternal life right now. And shall not come into condemnation. Why? He's justified. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. And you pass from death, that's how we're born, dead in sin, unto life. What is that? Eternal life. That's justification. And all this is predicated and based upon the successful atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, consummated and accomplished by his glorious resurrection from the dead. Turn back to Romans. Let me show you something here just a minute. Romans chapter 4, look at verse 25. Romans 4:25. Remember the Lord said, without faith it is impossible to please God. All who believe the gospel. Romans 4:25. The Lord Jesus Christ was delivered for our offenses, right? And raised again because he justified us. He's raised again because he put away our sin. Now read on. Therefore, being justified. I like to put the comma right there. He was delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification, therefore being justified, comma. By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're not justified by the act of faith, because saving faith looks to the Lord Jesus Christ, who justified us by his blood sacrificed. As it says in Romans 5, verse 8, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now let's go back to Acts 13, verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore. I want you to know this. I want you to understand this. Men indiscriminately everywhere need to hear this message. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Men and women everywhere need to hear this message of salvation by the grace of God. And the brethren need to hear too. We need to be reminded over and over again. Because we still have that same depraved sinful nature that thinks we're justified by what we do. That's the old man. We need to hear this message over and over again. Brethren, that through this man, the one raised from the dead, the one that's seated on the throne of God, the one who is absolute Lord of heaven and earth, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. Now, would there be any forgiveness of sin apart from this man? Apart from this Savior? According to this book, no. God saves sinners one way. Being justified, you remember my favorite verse in Romans 3:24? You can all quote that now, can't you? Romans 3:24. You can all quote that now, right? Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Justified freely by his grace through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's just one way in which God pardons and justifies the guilty, through the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's why Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. This blessed truth of salvation from sin will only interest you if you know yourself to be guilty before God. You remember Romans 3:19 says, let every mouth be stopped. And all the world become guilty, guilty before God. I tell you what, if the Lord ever thunders that in your heart, guilty, guilty, you'll seek mercy where it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Who wants to hear about being justified freely by his grace? Those who know themselves to be guilty sinners. And it's only through, notice carefully, brethren, it's through this man. Through this man. Through this Savior. This one Son of God. Through this man who died for our sin, according to the Scripture, whom God raised from the dead, the one who saw no corruption, the one when he by himself purged our sin, sat down at the right hand of God. It's through this man. Who is this man? He's no ordinary man. He's the God-man mediator. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. He was a real man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But let us never forget, he's the God-man mediator. It's only through this man, it's only through the righteousness, his obedience unto the law, his faithfulness unto death. It's only through his faithfulness, honoring the law of God in every precept and in penalty. It's only through this man, his obedience. But one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. By another man's obedience, many are made righteous. That's Romans 5:19. God raises us up the same way we fell, only in a different man. Through this man. Through this man. Oh, I need this man. I need to win Christ and be found in this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one Son of God, the Christ of God. He put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Who is this man? We often refer to him as the God-man mediator because that's what he is. He never stopped being God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. But when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, he didn't stop being God. He became what he was not, flesh, but he remained what he was, eternal, holy God. It's through this man, the God-man mediator, who honored the law of God for us. There is one God, one mediator between God and men, that is the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only through the blood sacrifice of this man that there's the forgiveness of sin. And we have the forgiveness of sin right now. Paul declares that in Ephesians chapter 1, in whom we have the forgiveness of sin. According to the riches of his grace, in whom we have right now the forgiveness of sin. In the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the blood of bulls and goats cannot put away sin. We read that, didn't we? It is not possible. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. The Lord Jesus Christ, as our representative man, as our high priest before God, he didn't bring the typical animal sacrifice, did he? That's what the Old Testament priest did. What did the Lord Jesus Christ bring? Hebrews 9, verse 11 and 12 tells us, he didn't bring the blood of bulls and goats. He obtained for us eternal redemption with his own blood. He obtained for us eternal redemption. He redeemed us with his precious blood. Through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sin. Well, how many sin will he forgive? I have a whole bunch of them. I've got bushels full. I've got truckloads full. I've got semi-truck full of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin. Original sin, actual sin. Sin of omission, sin of commission. All my sin put away by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So much so, we read that in Hebrews 10, verse 17. You remember what we read? God said, their sin and their iniquity will I remember no more. When he had by himself purged our sin, he appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And he did it so well, so perfectly, so completely that God Almighty said, their sin, their iniquity,
I don't even
know anything about them. He said, they're cast behind my back. They're in the depths of the sea. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he separated our sin from us. That's good news, is it not? The God-man mediator put away our sin. It's only through the blood sacrifice of this man. It's only through this man that there is forgiveness of sin. This man is no common, ordinary man. They looked at him that way. He said, we know who you are. Well, you're Mary's boy. You work down there in your father's carpenter shop. We know who you are. He said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and my Father are one. We are one. We are one. He's no ordinary man. He's the God-man, Son of God. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified, vindicated by the Spirit. Preached in the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. Now, why is there only forgiveness of sin through the Lord Jesus Christ? He's the one who died to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. This is God's Lamb. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. Only that which God provides will God accept. It must be perfect to be accepted. In the Lord Jesus Christ crucified, we have a perfect atonement for sin. A perfect atonement for sin. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And he sent his son to be the atonement, the sacrifice for our sin. It's only through this man we have the complete forgiveness of sin. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. He can't. If God reckoned my sin to my substitute, and he made full payment and satisfaction for my sin, can he turn around and charge me, having the Lord Jesus Christ put away my sin? Can he charge me again? No, sir. That'd make him unjust. We have a full pardon from sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a free pardon from sin. We have a pardon that's irreversible. We had on the radio this morning, Ecclesiastes 3:14, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. God doeth it that man should fear, worship the true and living God. This pardon we have in Christ is an eternal pardon. He gives us eternal life. He gives us everlasting salvation. He obtained for us eternal redemption. Now, how is this forgiveness of all sin received? Verse 39, Acts 13, verse 39. And by him all that believe are justified. From all things. I mean, you bring it up. Name what sin you will. By him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Now, how is this forgiveness from all sin and this justification we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, how is it received? How is it enjoyed? How is it that we have any hope of eternal life? What does it say there? Verse 39, by him all that believe. Now, how do we believe? Men by nature are dead in sin, right? That's how they're born. Loving darkness, hating God. Loving ourselves, hating the true and living God. The carnal mind is enmity against God. How can any vile, wretched sinner really, truly believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and commit the whole of our salvation unto him? You want to know the answer? Read that again. By him all that believe. Did you get it? By him we believe. Not by you. Faith doesn't come from you. Faith is a gift of God. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's by him that we believe. We only believe according to the working of His mighty power, by Him that we believe. Who are those who will believe the gospel? Look right across the page from verse 39, jump over to verse 48. What does that say? What does that say? When the Gentiles heard this, what did they hear? They heard salvation in Christ. They heard full and free justification by the grace of God, the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were glad. Why were they glad? They were sinners. And they glorified the word of the Lord. They glorified God, gave Him all the glory, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed the gospel. Well, I thought it was as many as walked the aisle. I believe most people say it was as many as prayed through at the mourner's bench. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's impossible. Faith's impossible. Faith is a gift of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So where does that faith come from? It's the gift of God. It's not by man's will or free will. There's no such thing as free will salvation. Salvation is by God's will. We believe in God's will salvation. We're going to put a sign out there. It's not going to be free will anything. It's going to be God's will salvation. Not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, right? God that showeth salvation. By him all that believe. We only believe according to the working of his mighty power. Turn one page. Acts chapter 15, verse 11. But we believe through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. We believe how? By his grace. By his grace we believe. By him all that believe. It's only by the sovereign grace of God that any sinner looks to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. It's by the grace of God. If you look to the law, that's something that's gendered within yourself. If you look to the Lord Jesus Christ alone for all salvation and trust him alone, that's of God. Because that doesn't happen naturally. By him we believe. It's by the sovereign will of God that we believe the gospel. Not the will of the creature. The will of the creator. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. It's by the working of his mighty power. Left to ourselves, we'd never believe the gospel. Even though the gospel is clearly, boldly preached. We will not believe the gospel unless God does something for us. Give us the gift of faith to believe him, to love him, to come to him. Our Lord said, you will not come to me that you might have life. I came down from heaven. And Father has given me a people, but you will not come to me that you might have life. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Now there's a negative side to that. Acts 13:39, by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by anything you bring. Anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified, his redeeming blood, the justification by his grace, anything other than that is a not. It's a not. You could not be justified by the works of the law. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. All the law of God says is this. Guilty. 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 All the law of God does is this. Expose. 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 It declares guilt. Guilt and guilt. Does it ever remove guilt? Does it ever declare justified? No, sir. No, sir. It cannot do it. God says it cannot be done. It cannot be done. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage from the law of God. He set us free. Run, run, the law demands. One old songwriter said, run, run, the law demands, but gives us neither feet nor hands. The gospel bids a sweeter song. It bids us fly and gives us wings. The law says, run, run, run. I have no hands, no feet. The gospel bids a sweeter song. It bids me fly and gives me wings. That's the gospel. You see, it's all of grace. Christ alone, faith alone, to the glory of God alone. Now, may God grant us faith to believe Him. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Now, He gives a warning there in verse 40, and I'll quit with this. You see, Acts 13, verse 40, now beware. Beware. Therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets, you despisers, and wander and perish. For I work a work in your day, a work in which you'll no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. There's a warning. He that believeth on the Son, what? He hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Beware the wrath of God. The wrath of God. The wrath of God abides. The faith of God's elect acknowledges and loves this message of salvation by grace alone.